representing, baby, Alpha Male Strategies. All right, guys. So a lot of guys been wanting to know, man, how to handle another girl's boyfriend or what to do if she got a boyfriend. First off, guys, taking another guy's girl is, that's just the natural progression of things. That's the way things happen. The difference is maybe you know about him, all right? So you think that this is special, but this is actually the way it works. All right, so if you go to the club or you go to the mall and you meet a girl, there's a very good chance she probably has a boyfriend or she's seriously dating somebody. But if she gives you her number or you take her or you give her your number, it's a good chance she's already seeing somebody. But this is the natural progression of how women move on to the next guy. They don't all the way break up with another, with the guy they're talking to before they line up his replacement. That's just the way it goes. So if you got a girlfriend right now and you watching this, before she dump you, she gonna have your replacement already lined up. That's the way women do things, all right? So I want y'all to, you know, never to worry about her boyfriend because, you know, this is just the way it goes. This is how women move on to the next guy. And just for the record, you know, I hope a lot of beta males don't come over here and troll on the video and shit because, you know, y'all guys should know by now what my channel is about. We dig these hoes down over here. We fuck these bitches to sleep over here. So if you're looking for some solid relationship advice, you ought to know by now that you ain't gonna get it over here. All that high moral ethics bullshit, you know you ain't gonna get over here. We lie to them bitches and we fuck them to sleep. So you need to go find you another channel with that bullshit. All right? And just for the record, I'm respectful to another man's girl. I'm very respectful and I treat the guy with the utmost respect. All right? When I fuck this goddamn girl and have her suck my dick, I make sure she brush her teeth before she come home to you, player. So listen, I am treating you with the utmost respect. I'm not going to send your girl home with dick breath, all right? I'm going to make sure she brush her teeth before she come home and kiss you in your motherfucking mouth. So show me some motherfucking respect because I'm showing you motherfucking respect, all right? Now, first thing you guys need to know is that the reason she's taking applications, so to speak, you know, talking to other dudes, ready to listen to other dudes, or entertain other offers from other dudes, is not the shit you see on TV, all right? The shit you see on TV is the boyfriend's dogging her out, he's cheating, he's running the street, he's not giving her attention. That's bullshit. In actuality, in real life, it's just the fucking opposite, all right? He's starting to smother her. He's starting to show insecurities. He's starting to get fucking pussy whipped, all right? This is what turns women off. Now, when you watch the movies on TV, they show the other thing. It shows the boyfriend riding around on a motorcycle with a leather jacket, drunk all the time, slapping his girl around. Bullshit. That ain't why guys lose their girl. Guys lose their girl because they start getting fucking weak. They start getting insecure. They start getting jealous. And this is what pushes the woman away. All right. So by her talking to you and you, you know, texting her and talking to her back and forth and you dealing with her on the side, it's only going to make your case and push her more away from him because he's going to feel that something's up. All right, which is only going to push her more because he's going to start acting more insecure. All right, so to take another guy's girl, all you got to do is just be patient. It's just a matter of fucking time. Because if she's fucking with you, he's going to feel something's up. He's never going to be able to catch. You know, you can't never catch a sneaky-ass woman cheating. You can hang it up. You'll drive yourself crazy. All right, so don't even bother with that shit because he'll never catch her. So he'll know something's up. He'll see a change in behavior, but he'll never catch her. That insecurity, that jealousy is only going to push her more into your arms. So all you got to do is sit back and be patient and just wait on it. You don't got to do nothing. Now, what you don't want to do is show the same shit that's pushing her into your arms from him. It's insecurities, all right? So if you're dealing with a woman and she has a boyfriend or whatever, you already know she's dealing with another dude. You just gonna have to be patient. Don't start showing the same insecurities that he's showing. That's why she's coming to you now, because he's pushing away. Don't never turn a woman off as much as insecurities. Insecurities show a woman that you're not confident. You supposed to always feel like, I got this, all right? So as soon as he start acting jealous, that's gonna push her more into your arms. So all you gotta do is sit back and wait for the blowjobs to come. All right? And guys, don't feel bad about this situation right here, because this is just the natural way it goes, all right? If you got a girlfriend right now, this is what she's gonna start doing when she get ready to replace your ass. That's just the way it goes. That's how women do it. They start taking application early, right before they get ready to dump your ass, all right? That's why when they break up with you, that's why you have a hard time getting them back, because they are already emotionally attached to somebody else. That's why it's like pulling teeth to get a woman back once y'all done broke up, all right? Only way you can get a girl back after y'all done broke up is if the other guy starts showing the same shit, the same insecurities that caused you to lose her, all right? And sometimes that does happen. Because I'm going to tell you why that happens. If you was cheating on another dude with me, and now I'm fucking with you, now I done took you from that dude, well, naturally, I'm not going to trust you now. So it's just a matter of time before I push you away, because naturally, I already seen what you're capable of. So, guys, if you take a girl from another guy, you should never trust the bitch no way, because she's already showed you what she's capable of, all right? But if you are stupid enough to take a girl from another guy and trust her, of course you're going to be looking over your shoulder all the time. She already done showed you she a no good slut. So it's just a matter of time. So if you are able to take a girl away from a guy, just remember to always treat her as something to fuck or something like that. Nothing serious, because she's not trustworthy. She's going to do you the same way she did him. All right, guys, I hope no beta males don't get fucking butthurt over this fucking video. This is alpha male strategy, not beta male strategy. We fuck these hoes to sleep over here. I am showing you guys the utmost fucking respect. I done sat here and I told you. I make sure I wear a condom with your girl, and I make sure that bitch brush her teeth before she come home and kiss you. I am not sending no guy's girl home with dick breath, all right? You should be thanking me, all right? Like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to check out the t-shirts. Like, comment, subscribe. Fuck these hoes to sleep and holler back.